let's be real. 2 in the afternoon is a worthless fucking slice of time anywhere. Like it is. Like 2 in the afternoon.
Sure.
Nobody's working. Farmers are done for the day. Everything's fucking hot.
So true. Hang on.
They are. They're just done.
Hang on. So they clock in at 4.
And they clock in at 4 in the morning.
You describe a farmer's day to us. Please.
You get up at 3 a.m.
Yep.
That's what correct. You do. You eat 7 pieces of bacon. And you say hello to your that's it. And okay. And black coffee from one of those lacquered enamel like tins, you know, yep. like the blue tin, yep. like a yep. camp yep. tin, yep. right? Yep. You go outside, and according to Yellowstone, you commit a murder if you're in ranching. Sure.
Yep.
So sure. you go outside, kill the nearest foe.
Kill a child.
Kill a child. Throw them down the ravine of not knowing, mm-hmm. the ravine of forgetting.
Because you're going to need one of those.
Every ranch has one. I don't know about farms. They're too flat to have a ravine. They have a ditch of forgetting.
Uh-huh. Right. A gully.
They do. They have a gully.
A forgetful gully.
Gully of gullibility.
which is allowed, which is not.
Yeah, they're both allowed.
Okay.
Check your local ordinances.
Little known, server, all murder is legal if you're a farmer. Then by 3:45, you are in full lather working behind the wheel of some sort of giant combine. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what a combine does other than it crushes mm-hmm. things. So that's what farmers do. They just get up and they just crush all the shit that they see in front of them.
That's okay. where the phrase crushing it comes from, right?
They're correct.
They need create to get up some sort of food paste and they put it in a silo.
They
that's
do.
Also fill the silo this, up.
That's also where the yes. soft drink Orange Crush gets its name.
Mm. That's right.
Because that's how it's made.
And
just
you do
crush.
So based on my understanding of TikTok, by the way, while you are crushing all of these things, expensive accidents happen involving rocks getting stuck in the food crusher, messing yep. with the production of nutritive paste that feeds this nation. Okay. Then I'm to understand between 6 and 8, you just count money from ethanol subsidies. That's what I've been told. I have sources on this. Happy to provide sure. them. And then from 8 to 12, what you do is you go say hello to animals. You just go talk to animals.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking. Hey, buddy, I'm going to crush you in a week.
Boost morale.
They do.
I was thinking perhaps there's somewhere in there they would be like associating with your 13 children.
No. They're in the ravine.
But if they are among the animals, because they all have jobs, that's yeah. when you say yeah. hello to them.
They do. The children are in charge of socializing the animals. There's etiquette courses. There's they learn to
animal
code.
Cotillion.
Yeah, they learn to code.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you see the kids, do you say hello or you just nod? Right.
Just
you
pat nod. Them. Emotional. You know, a small pat on the head.
I think you refer to them by their last name, and they.
I'm an alpha, so I understand these things.
Sure.
I understand leadership and time management and excellence. One of the things you need to do as an alpha is you need to make sure that distance keeps somebody coming, right? Like you don't give them that affirmation or start a relationship. You starve them a little bit so they're hungry for it. So for your 13 children, including your sons Van Halen, Helsing, and Jort. You know, those are the only name three of them because the other one's got to earn them.
Yeah,
on the farm.
It's like a helmet stripe. Yeah,
it's like yeah the Vandy thing when they mm-hmm. when Clark teach, Lee got there. Yeah,
yeah. You teach the goat code, and I'll give you a name. Okay.
He codes the combine.
Yeah, he codes the combine, which doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the goddamn bank. That's another thing I know that farmers talk about.
Also, all your children are married. They all have spouses. You don't know any mm-hmm. of their names.
They all do, but. Yeah, but they better get to producing because I also know from Con Air that many hands make light work. That's mm-hmm. another thing I know about.
So
farming.
What time is it at this point? You've met all your animals.
You've talked to all the animals and consulted, and you've gotten the intelligence on which ones are plotting your demise. It's important uh-huh. that you have eyes
like
and ears everywhere.
Like mm-hmm. the book by George Orwell.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's real. I understand.
No, it is. It's a documentary, memoir. I should get around to it. And then after that, it's around 1 o'clock and you have lunch, which I'm told
1 a.m.
It's 1 p.m. 1 p.m.
Wait a second.
Right?
I thought this was all that's what's happening from This entire time, I've been under the impression we're talking about 8 p.m. to midnight.
Crushing.
This is all morning stuff?
No, crushing. Yeah. Crushing is 3:45 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to lunch.
It's animal cotillion. Okay. Yep. 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. is checking the message boards for farmers and Iowa football. And
so are farmers like posting deals like in video games? Like I have 50 wheat and I would like 10 gold coins.
Yeah, that's not a video game. That's actually how things work. That's Catan.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They're doing that. They're bartering and, you know, they're buying Hokas because, you know, everybody loves a comfortable shoe, including the farmer. Not discriminating. And then, you know, you start to wind down at 2 because from 2 to 4 p.m., everybody knows that's a worthless time of day.
That's baseball time, baby.
We bring it around to America's game, baseball.
That's when you use the one of the big machines you don't know the name of to clear out one of the fields so that ghosts can play baseball.
That's why Field of Dreams takes place in Iowa, because that's where baseball fans live. At
precisely 2 p.m.
Yeah.
It's ghost time. If you've been crushing it all day, you got time to watch a little bit of American baseball. That's it. You're off the clock until you got to wake up at 3 and start crushing everything into a nutritive paste.
I can't stay up for an 8 p.m. World Series game. I got to be up in 3 hours. This is
tarnation. That's decadent city hours. I got to get up and run the combine with my son, Bolt. Knob.
Do you have any daughters?
Farmers don't have daughters. That's why the farmer's daughter is a cliche, because
it's an ironic joke.
Right.
Seven brides for seven brothers. It's because they needed to go find brides.
Well, this is also how nature keeps farmers from overrunning the land, is if you don't create daughters of farmers, they can't breed. So
correct.
Nature finds a way.
Nature does find a way.
And that's how farming works. To the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall. Today we are joined by Ryan Nanny, live from Nashville, Tennessee, and Jason Kirk. And
hello.
On the ones and twos, Michael Serber. Holly Anderson is out on the DL this week. She will be back.
That sounds sinister.
I know. I was trying to just make it curt, and it came off sounding sinister. I have no control.
That happens a lot to you, doesn't it?
I have no control over the tone of my emotive voice. None.
It's got to be challenging as a parent.
That's why I'm not. Listen, if I were the anchor on an evening newscast, I would be off the air and social media within 6 months, right? I'd be like, and in other news, a fatal 3-car accident. Like, yeah, just it'd come out all wrong. That's why I write.
Doing the weather.
You know, you're doing an audio thing right now.
No.
Okay. All right.
Ryan, this podcast has readers.
This podcast has readers. The newsletter has listeners. Keep up. I wanted, first of all, to go ahead and say that I understand leadership. We talked about this. And I understand grind set and success. And I know that everyone on this podcast does, too. I only associate with other Shark-cess stories. It's what I call my Shark-cess and Shark-cessories, my line item, my line of different sort of success-oriented accessories for my fellow sharks out there who never sleep. Sharks never sleep. They just keep going. Isn't that right?
That's not true at all.
Totally correct. Sharks are restless.
Sharks sleep constantly.
Like other alpha predators, they just are in constant motion, not because they have to, but because they understand the grind
of business.
That's right. Sharks understand business.
Listen, there's two kinds of animals in the ocean: sharks, who constantly grind, never sleep, always money, and koalas, who just sleep all fucking day.
And which one do they make horror movies about?
That's
exactly.
Right. That's right. you listener, working away at your regular job, you're a koala, just sleeping all day in the goddamn ocean. You need to be a shark.
Yep. Brain smooth as fresh asphalt, buddy.
Man, oh, you know how happy a koala would be just bobbing along in the ocean? Just like
they wouldn't even know a koala is so
inner tube.
They're so stupid they wouldn't know they were in water. They just feel like this ground is really wet. That's weird.
This ground has a lot of give to it.
Yeah. This ground's very splashy.
What do I do? Must have rained.
I choke when I breathe it. Oh.
It tastes bad.
No, they wouldn't taste it because remember, koalas don't drink water. They're so stupid they don't drink water.
I think maybe it's just like the actual literal water tastes bad.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's my least favorite thing.
Air tastes bad. Going dark. Hello, fish. So I bet a koala wouldn't even know what a fish is. They would be like, hello, weird fillet-shaped
weird, this weird leaf is koala. This leaf is movie.
Yeah, ugly bird.
Ugly bird. All objects in a koala's world are just birds.
Yeah,
birds and leaves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Birds are mean. They're loud. That's what they are. They wake me up.
Leaves are delicious.
Leaves are good. Birds are bad.
Leaves good. Birds bad. Out of RAM.
And that's because koalas don't have diversified income streams. It's all leaves. Right. Leaves are salary. Okay? Uh-huh. Leaves, you need passive income like a shark has.
Like bars of gold.
Yes.
In their teeth.
Yes.
Correct. A shark finds a treasure chest.
And drags it along everywhere.
And it eats it. You know what? When they find a dead shark and they cut it open, what do they find in its belly? Treasure.
Wealth.
Random
wealth.
Shit.
A boot. A license plate. Do you know what you can sell a license plate for? That's right. $2.50.
You can sell that to someone who has a roadside bar and they'll put it on their wall. That's how sharks make money.
You know what? You can sell it for whatever someone will pay for it, mm-hmm. Spencer. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what.
That's
and you
right.
know how rare license plates are in the ocean? Very fucking rare.
That's right. I can flip this chunk of surfboard for a free ride on an oceanographer biologist's hook, which then they'll put me in the boat, and then I end up on a yacht. Isn't that crazy?
I ended up on a yacht. And then I own a condo.
Yeah. Then I own a condo in Boca. That's how it works.
And then I own 8 condos, and I'm your shark landlord, and you're late on the rent, which is going up.
Guess what
because
I do?
Because you're a koala, and I will squeeze you for all your fucking worth.
The koala's being eaten by the shark, and they were like, weather's weird today.
This tree hurts.
Yeah, now weather is dark and pointy.
Mean tree.
I like that they'll just find koalas, like, who are crossing the road, and they just forget what they're doing, and they're just laying in the road. Not because they're tired or hurt, but because they're like, bah, reboot.
Why would I go anywhere when I'm already standing right here?
I'm already here.
What was I?
It's like, they need to do a Paddington spinoff about a koala.
It's, like, it's just the fucking dumbest bear in the world.
None of Paddington's good qualities, just the charming cluelessness.
I knew I shouldn't have started crossing this road on only 14 hours of sleep. I'm fucking beat.
Just like Winnie the Pooh, but if he drowned in the honey, right? Oh, bother.
So yeah, Grindside Instagram. Love it. It's a great place to go and understand that riches are just, you just have to have the want to, as Holly would say.
Yeah, just got to want it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if you don't want it enough, right?
Yep, yep.
What I need you to do is to, there's several things I've learned this week. I learned from a guy named Ed Milet, whose name I did not know, but whose horrifying visage I immediately recognized as Thinkfluencer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you may have seen him, courtesy of J.R. Hennessy on Twitter. There's a TikTok account called Speed CEO that shared this clip, which, by the way, if you see the TikTok handle Speed CEO, that's a follow instantly. I'm going to see so much incoherent garbage on that account. Just going to funnel it straight into my fucking brain. So when you realize the world is not for you, it's not. It's not. Like, content is not for you. It's not. When you see people getting, like, super emotional over the 30-second piece of Star Wars content, you realize, world is not for me. It's just not. Like, when you go, people on message boards surely aren't still having, like, that guy's not a winner. comments. Nope, they're still in there. They're still having that discourse.
I mean, Kirk Cousins isn't a winner, though, just to be clear.
No, we fully agree on
that. He was for a while.
All right. Okay, good. Good.
You know what? He's not clutch. He's not clutch.
He was for a while.
He was for a while. But then he wasn't. What happened?
Koala-ass quarterback. It's fourth and 10. What was I?
Fourth and 3 yard out.
I don't know. Ooh, so sleepy.
What happened was this very bad team accidentally found itself in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Whoops.
Despite being bad.
On a heater. Everyone can relate. Mm-hmm. Can't relate.
You know
Kirk
what?
Should have left the table.
Sorry to steer this off course. We'll get back to koalas and sharks. But like in college football, the Vikings would have been fine. You play 12 games and then the postseason starts, right?
Yeah.
That's not enough to find out the Vikings are total bullshit, right?
No.
I don't know. They might have been 11-1 at the time or whatever. And then like they squeak out a couple more bullshit wins. And we look back like, wow, that team was really great. But in the NFL, well, there's a little more stress testing.
You know, they would have been. They would have been that Michigan State team that made the playoffs. They got fucking waxed.
There's also
that's just
that.
How it goes. That's fine. That's fine. It happens in college football. When it happens in the NFL, it's like, Jesus Christ, fraud. Absolute fraud. And it's like, yeah, man. It's
yeah,
the Vikings.
We know. Look at them.
See, I think they missed the obvious strategy, which was get Kirk Cousins to 12 wins or 11 wins, and then new starter. Thank you for put in a closer. Like, if we not really consider the notion of a playoff closer, there are certain quarterbacks, like, I'm going to call this position the Cardale. Where you're like, what do you need? I need a guy who can just come in, blind, off the rip, no playbook, no looking, and just do shit.
A Derek Anderson.
A Derek Anderson, right?
A Brock Purdy.
I'm going to go back. I'll go, a Brock Purdy. A Jeff Hostetler, if you will. Somebody who can go way back and just, you know, you know what? We're on the grind set mode here because we're going to invent new verbiage. You need koala brain. Pure smooth.
Oh.
Pure smooth.
Okay.
Right?
You need to be...
Shark body, koala brain.
Shark body, koala brain.
Soul of a shark, heart of a koala.
That's right.
Brain of a koala. We need smooth. We need reactions, right? I need you to see a cornerback and think mouth pointy, not going toward
brain
pointy mouth.
Brain and heart of a koala, body and soul of a shark.
Arm of gladiator. Yes.
Yeah.
Like that's what
feet,
you need.
Arm of an orangutan.
Feet
yes.
of a shark.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hands of a shark.
Yes. Grind set. Grind
okay,
set.
So you saw this. You saw this dude who is
Ed Milet.
You know that thing. This is another Instagram thing, and there's like a whole Netflix show about it. You know where it's like, oh, here's what the recipe looks like for this decorative cake, and here's what it looked like when I tried to make it. It's just this misshapen. This is that, except for Dave Bautista. If you were like, I'm trying to make Dave Bautista at home, and you're like, this is how it turned out.
I drew Dave Bautista and ran it through way too many filters. That dude has the most filtered face I've ever seen, and I'm not sure if it was actually...
It's unclear if it's Instagram or him. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. It's somebody who is on the gas in one form or another.
Spencer, whoever painted that guy needed to thin their paints.
Dude, he is coated with many thick coats of Citadel paint. That's what he is. Brother!
A little too much wash on that face.
A little too much wash. A little too heavy. Stefan, a.k.a. Boring as Heck from the Go-Off Kings, said he looked like Mel Brooks if you made Dave Bautista out of Mel Brooks, I believe. Yeah. He's a dude whose head looks a little unnaturally large for his frame due to, I don't know, some supplementation.
He's like if a Bautista's character from Glass Onion was real.
Whether it's supplements or not, there have been stages in this man's life where he's like, I only eat one food. And whatever that food was, he just ate that. He was just like, prunes. I only eat prunes this
beef.
Month. Yes. Sometimes
prune phase,
beef.
Beef phase.
Sometimes it's scallions, just scallions, just
glass.
A lump of scallions.
From May to June, I eat my own shit.
I do.
Because I've spent 11 months creating pure food.
That's right.
Yeah, it is. So it's time to harvest.
Every minute I spend
I don't have toxins.
Shit.
How can my poop have toxins?
Mm-hmm. You spend your time preparing meals. I spend my time not preparing meals. My body prepares them for me.
I'm becoming the perfect waste recycling machine.
Mm-hmm. Perpetual motion machine. That's me.
Like
motion
a shark.
Out, motion in.
Like a shark eating its own shit.
You might say that's shit is dirty. I say I've created my own clean energy. Mm-hmm. Now who's going to win at business?
It's not poop. It's biofuel.
Yeah.
Bio means life.
That way I've hacked the food cycle. I've eliminated waste from it completely.
Now every meal is five meals for me. Yeah. For you, it's one.
Yeah.
They say, doesn't it taste bad? I say, yes, I'm making myself stronger.
Yeah.
You know what I do with that?
Taste is a koala concern, not a shark concern.
Yeah, yeah.
Smooth, you know what it tastes like? Riches. Money.
You think license plates taste good? No, they're terrible. I've tried them.
I'm eating one right now.
For all of May 2019, you know what I did? Business.
Yeah, for some reason, the ones from Illinois taste way worse than the others. I don't know why.
It's because of the mustard.
It is, yes.
They ran over mustard.
It's the Jardinera.
It's a mustard-based license plate. Everyone knows
the Jardinera. You got to put a lot of the Jardinera and all the mustard on the plate before you get in there.
Why does this license plate have so many poppy seeds on it?
Just a shark from Chicago outraged that I'm putting ketchup on a license plate. Fuck you, buddy.
Let's see. I'm gonna look at state license plates and see.
It's good to have a license plate with the skin on it. It's got that crispy snap to it.
Yeah. So this dude is.
Just real quick, for people who are like, God, thank God for Holly. She keeps this show on the rails. Yep. 100%.
Yep.
100% right. Thank God for Holly. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this dude is. This dude is from World Financial Group, which sounds real legit.
Yeah.
Which is.
That's the party James Bond goes to initially meet the villain. Mm-hmm. You're at World Financial Group. We're here to clean the oceans and provide. And it's like, nope, poop in the oceans. That's what we're doing at World Financial Group. And then I control all the water because I'm King Koala. What's happening? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's and he really, I think, spends most of his time being financial inspo, right? Motivational shit. A lot of time for posing with people on Instagram, that kind of stuff. But, like, if you Google him, there's a lot of photos of him standing in front of a private jet and a pair of describe these jeans, if you would, please.
Send me a link.
I'm gonna send you a picture.
Wait, suffocating.
I think it's more that they also look like they have a filter on them.
They do. Oh. They, brother, this also looks like you should have thinned the paints on the jeans. Okay.
While you're investigating that, I'm going to report that I think Arizona's license plate looks the most delicious.
Why?
Lots of pastels, purples, teals. Sort of looks like a cookie.
Like a king cake of license plate.
I guess a king cake. It's got a little waft of smoke up the middle, so maybe you get some spicy flavor. But if that's one I have to eat, that's what I'm choosing.
I think that one sounds
delicious.
Oh,
that does look delicious. You're right.
I would go ahead and, if I had to pick one, I would pick the Tennessee Smoky Mountains plate. I don't know. It just looks like it looks like a really sort of lovely, like, I don't know, a king cake, right?
It looks like it might have some avocado or some celery to it.
All right, well, Spencer has now sent us the lowest res photo possible.
My God, that is the lowest res photo.
Jesus Christ.
Decade is this from?
There we go. Right, I've sent you a photo of Ed Milet's jeans, which I just say that these jeans, if I see them, are indicative of, like, past credit trouble, bottle service, the words coming to mind, let's see, Orange County. These feel very, like...
Sure.
These jeans look so stiff.
They
look both stiff and wrinkly at the same time.
The wrinkles are there on purpose.
Like, imagine you had a tool that did the opposite of what an iron does. That's what these jeans look like they've been treated with.
Yeah. So, this guy, and don't ask the math. You're going to be like, hey, how does the math work on this? I'm here to, again, convey, not explain, okay? I'm not here to apologize for the world, but merely to describe it in all of its horror. He starts by saying, listen, I have manipulated time. I am going to have multiple days within one day, okay?
Not my going day- to. He does.
He does.
This is not a plan. Does. This is not a, I have an idea.
This is
him describing his life.
You are too late. I have already set the plan in motion 35 minutes, by which I mean 120 minutes ago.
Correct.
Yeah. So my day starts at 6 a.m. and what day one starts at 6 a.m. ends at 12 a.m. Snap! Dude has like the loudest fucking snap in the world. Like a earth-shattering finger snap.
Do you think he watched one take and he was like, make my snap louder?
He's like, boost that. He's like, server, can you go ahead and boost the snap in post?
Can you make me snap like a jaguar?
Yeah. Not a koala snap, but a shark snap.
It's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, he says, they're done. You know, you're a fool if you think it takes 24 hours to have a day. Then he's like, from 12 to 6, that's my second day. Bam!
Day
done.
Two. Day,
that's
two.
Day two. Day two. Day two. Snap.
You're barely
day
awake.
Two. Farmer's just getting home from a fucking baseball game, but this dude is wrapping up day two.
Farmer is thinking about the goddamn Cubs. Yeah. On Tuesday.
Then the implied day three is 6 to 12, which I am guessing is mainly reserved for gene ironing. Multiplanar gene ironing and
de-ironing.
Yeah, de-ironing and re-ironing. Gene texturing.
I have to meringue my genes real quick.
Human gene gains.
Filterization.
Yeah, I get gene therapy done.
Okay.
I got to go to the gene bank.
Yeah, that's my anti-aging therapy. Increasingly Baroque acid-washed genes. But yeah, then that's day three. And then I guess he sleeps 12 to 6.
What?
Well, yeah.
Hey, fuck
yeah.
You, pal, if that's what you think I do during
sleeps
one of my days.
Sleeps a whole day. What a lazy piece of shit.
In fact, here's where you're wrong. I sleep in each of my days. I sleep for 45 minutes per day. And then don't tell anyone, but I also fall asleep for the entirety of day four because I'm exhausted. Don't tell anyone that. Business is how.
Business. That's it. Hey, and then he goes, if I stack that up over a week, you know, you're done.
Yeah. You're toast. I'm kicking your butt.
You're toast. I'm kicking your butt. Stack that
at
up.
What? At business?
At business?
We're competing.
At posting?
Selling jeans or whatever. Whatever
buddy,
it is you do.
Buddy, let me tell you, if it comes to posting, you're not going to kick my ass at that. I will post harder.
If you really commit to this lifestyle, things that take a normal amount of time must drive you crazy. Like, if you sit down and you're like, hey, we're going to watch this movie. It's 2 hours. You're like, it's a third of my day. I can't spend a third of the day watching movies. I'm not some lazy piece of shit.
You're spending your entire life on the water gravity planet of Interstellar.
Yes. Yes.
My children just aged 6 hours.
Flight time's going to be 5 hours and four. Are you a whole day? It takes a whole fucking day. Are you kidding me?
We're flying to fucking Mars. You know how much business I'm missing out on? There are no customers on Mars.
Like if you think Felder hates overtime, this dude is, Jesus Christ.
A whole day of football.
Also, you know, like, just from a, like, before we get into my favorite, like, reality distortion, sleep deprivation angles on this, by the way, right? Let's do this. My day starts at 6 a.m. That's cool, brother. If you got business with me, it's going to have to wait till day two.
Day two. My day starts at day two.
Well,
maybe late day one.
Here's what it also is. It's like, yeah, man, I got a one-year-old. My day starts at 6 a.m. too. I wouldn't say it's a great start. I wouldn't say it's an intentional go attack the day start.
You know who packs 4 days into a day?
Babies.
It's one-year-olds.
Babies,
yeah.
That's right.
Like, oh, I'm fucking tired. I've done so much goddamn business. I'm going to sleep.
The original one-year-olds, the original CEOs, man. What are they
doing? I have literally increased my strength by 1% today.
That's
I
right.
doubled my vocabulary.
That's right.
I think I've accomplished enough to go to sleep. I don't
That's
give a
right.
shit that it's noon.
I'm also eating my own poop.
You know, others. Listen, one-year-olds are the original, like, ground-first CEO. Other people are up here in the office, but one-year-olds on the floor. Where
I want something good. I go take it. I just go take it. I don't ask for permission because I don't have the words for it.
My parents are koalas. I'm a shark.
Yeah. One-year-olds have the original now habit. They do. They have the habit of now. When are you going to shit your pants right now? Who's going to change it for me? My
you
assistant?
Are. You
someone
are.
Else. Yeah, someone else.
Whoever gets tired of it, because I'm not.
Yeah.
That's their problem.
Yeah. When am I going to look at the fan and coo? Right now.
That's what I'm plotting.
I'm also
waiting.
My
schemes.
I'm also waiting for somebody for this to come up in some sort of legal proceeding at some point. like, somebody's
where,
like,
where, sir, what were your whereabouts on January the 8th?
Which one? There are four of those. You'll have to be more specific.
Like, when did this start? Is he now literally 20 years in the future? Like, is in his mind, is it 2043? Does it extend into the past?
You said you'd pay me in 30 days. That was 10 days ago.
High school was awesome. It was 16 years. 16 years of hanging out at the mall.
Like, how old do you tell people you are if you live this life?
Biblical age. Like, you're doing some Methuselah shit where you're like, I'm 750. Methuselah was the original grind set guy.
Yeah. It's all making sense now.
Dad, I'm 7. I can't drink. Yes, you can. You're 21. You're fucking 21.
I've counted each and every day of your life. If the government tells me if you can't drink, I will show them my spreadsheet.
This is why super motivated people in the ancient world always resorted to, like, murder or pillaging their neighbors. Because, like, how much shit was there to do? There's nothing. Like,
well,
what?
Yeah. You
know? There wasn't an internet.
Yeah, like, you know, you get all your shit done, you do your
grind set in these days is very literal.
So, like, Instagram has contained these people to some degree, and that's good.
Mm-hmm. It is. What are you going to do? I'm going to do 40 sets of biceps instead of conquering my neighbors, the Assyrians.
Instagram really is the, like, Ghostbusters ghost chamber, but for influence.
For now, yeah. It's doing the best it can. There is part of his message which took him 20 of our seconds, but untold numbers. I've lost complete track of how long it took him. he said he referred to people who believe in 24-hour days, the absolute idiots who believe in 24-hour days. He said it's like you're someone who lives in a cave 300 years ago. So in his mind, the age of cavemen, so to speak, was 300 years ago,
correct,
which is a complete opposite time dilation, unless he's referring to monks, right? So I'm like, time in the past was very, 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 very fast and is now very, very, very slow, I think. And at some point we cross some sort of plane.
Being his assistant must be hell. Must be absolute hell. You have this meeting at 2. I mean, fuck.
Which 2?
You have this meeting in 2 days.
There are 8.
You have to leave right now to get there.
I think it's got to be so confusing that he can't keep up, right? Like, so you just tell him anything. And you just tell him, like, sir, I've given you 5 days per day. Oh, thank you.
Dad, it's my birthday again. It seems like it just happened, but I am living on accelerated time, so I guess you do get more presents.
4 birthdays a year? Isn't that what he's saying? Do you get 4, mm-hmm. 4 birthdays
yes.
a year?
Yes. Yeah.
Including one that's a sleep birthday, which is an amazing concept to me.
That
right?
sounds beautiful, frankly.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Also, there's PJ Fleck would 100% adopt this mindset if the NCAA allowed him to.
Would?
Yeah, I think every football coach has tried this.
Yeah. I did want to go ahead and, like, roundabout wrap this to, like, coach bullshit, because you will hear this. Like this is... coaches are just apes pressing buttons. That's really all they are. Just apes pressing buttons, hoping something will work.
It's okay? Like, so you have the student athletes practicing at 6 a.m. and at 8 p.m. You know, and lifting and watching film and all the things thereof. Yeah, that's 4 days. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. But does that fuck your eligibility up?
No, of course not.
No. Not on koala calendar, but we live on shark calendar.
Game 6, you're a junior. You hear me? You're a fucking junior. You're not a freshman anymore. I'm putting it in the programs.
Do I have to go to more class? What? No. Or you go to less class. That's why I'm kicking your butt.
Yeah, unless you're really good, in which case your eligibility has been stretched to 1 day every 3 days, and you can leave the university after, you know, 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah, if you're really
years,
good, then you get the time dilation monk hour.
Yeah.
Would this have solved the days in a week debate on the weightlifting message board?
Nothing.
Or would it have
that.
At least derailed it in a production
way? It would have made it 4 times worse.
It would have made it 4 times worse, yeah.
4 days to work with.
It also would have given someone rhabdomyolysis. Because it means they would have been doing heavy muscle workouts once a day. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Once in a koala day. Once in an earth day. Right? Day nine, they would have been like, I'm peeing blood and I can't stand up without shaking. Yeah.
Can we just declare we have 3-hour days and boom, we've beaten him at his own game?
Yeah. That'd be it. I'm going to kick your butt.
That was easy.
Yeah. Have you ever done this, by the way? Like, in your youth, when you were like, I don't know, let's mess with an alternate sleeping schedule. Let's figure out. Have you, Jason, you are nodding your head. Have you done this?
Yeah, something I don't remember like the exact setup, but a few of us worked it out where it's like, basically, you have 6 sleeps per week. Like, we figured out the math where it's like, you sleep at such stupid hours that you skip a sleep. And, like, did we have business ambitions? No. It's like, we can play more fucking Gran Turismo and Tony Hawk. That's why, you know. But, yeah, we tried this for an amount of time.
Now, I will say.
It was summer, to be clear. There was no
Okay. There's a lot of sunlight.
I'm doing some investigation, and I think Ed doesn't even believe his own bullshit.
No. Oh,
man. Because he has an Instagram post that says, 2023 begins now. Now the time to post this, depending on when he adopted this.
When was his 0 AD for this?
He should have posted this during the Byzantine Empire.
He posted it on January 1st, 2023. And it's like, it can't begin now. Mm-hmm. I guess the only way this could possibly work is if you say years are the same and weeks are the same. It's just that every week contains 28 days.
It would be.
And every day contains 4 days.
1,460 days per year. And actually, this probably does resolve leap years better than our current system because you don't need to add, you know, an entire day. Like, you know.
Okay. We can figure something out here because how many days did you say that was?
1,460.
All right. There's no planet in the solar system that totally fits this. A Martian year is 687 days, and a year on Jupiter is 4,333 days.
So he's on asteroid belt year.
The asteroid belt year. That is what this is.
Beltawala, yes. Ed, what's his last name?
Milet.
Okay. Beltawala Milet. Got it.
So are we currently in March? Is that where we are going into the second? We're currently in March of.
Sure.
We're in March of Grindset 2023.
Yep.
Right now.
Yep.
Right in the second, at the end of the beginning of the third week in January.
I think you should try living like this, Spencer.
Absolutely the fuck not.
But that's my point. Is if you're a person who already has good time management and sense of like when things are supposed to happen, this would be really challenging. But you don't, so why don't you just adopt this?
Well, this just means I have more shitty days.
No, it just means more people. It just means more times you can be like, I already did that yesterday. I'll do that tomorrow.
You also have more good days.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If I'm compressed for time, they're going to get worse. Mm. Like, so I'll just have twice as many days where I drop something or forget
What if you do the opposite? What if you have 48-hour days?
Whoa.
That I'm starting to think about. That'd be fine.
That's the move.
If I could, you're trying to say I should just My Bloody Valentine my entire schedule? I should just make it as heavy and slow as possible, crushing 48-hour days?
What you should
I can get you down. What about 73-hour days? Because then 365 divisible by
Majora's Mask
that gives you. Yeah,
basically?
Yeah. Okay. Well, all you got to do is if the moon hits the earth, then you got to start over. But that's fine. That way, you just make sure you start the day with something cool.
I could do that. I've messed around with, six-hour sleep cycles and 4-hour sleep cycles before, where you go, okay, I'm gonna sleep 4 hours and I'll work, and then I'll do 4 hours of sleep, and then I'll start the rest of my day. And let me tell you, it feels like insanity after like 3 days. I don't know how your sleep experiment went, Jason, with the 6 sleeps randomly spaced, whatever you like.
It was pretty awesome. We played a lot of video games.
So what I'm saying is that maybe you weren't on the most demanding schedule in terms of attention to detail.
Nope.
Ed just has so many things to say about time that is like, here's another one. It's the holidays, not holla months. The caption of this one, most people think of November and December as an extended holiday season, but I think of it as peak separation season. If you want to get ahead in life, you should too.
So it's holiday seasons.
So this is just HGH Scrooge shit, right? Like, that's what this is. I need you to report tanned jacked and ready to the office on December 25th, Bob Cratchit.
Yeah.
I need the tribal. I need that tribal armband to be popping over these reports.
He was 48 days of Christmas.
He was not about that grind, was he?
Bob Cratchit, absolutely not.
No.
Scrooge was about that grind. So much so that three ghosts who hate success visited him.
You know,
he took three meetings on Christmas Eve. That's how about that grind he was.
And what was he? He was in three different timelines at once because he had three different schedules.
I do think A Christmas Carol would be better if Ebenezer Scrooge is like, go fetch the goose. And the kid's like, they're fucking closed, man. You can't just go out and buy a goose today. That's not
I'm going to go find a fucking goose.
what are you talking about?
There's a goddamn goose walking around.
You can't just fucking shop today? Have you never done Christmas?
Okay, let's all do our fucking goose call standing in a city. Moron.
Who gets the goose?
I don't think it's just for the boy. I don't think Scrooge's theory was like, you know, it'll cure pleurisy or whatever he has. Goose.
Who acquires the boy? The goose.
Yeah. Koala.
Yeah. I think this is very much getting that goose on Christmas Day. It ain't coming from the store. This is very much a walk in your trap, take over your trap situation, which is somebody else has a goose. And this being London, he probably walks in and is like, oi. Scrooge needs a goose. Don't move. Nobody gets hurt. And you know what Scrooge says? That's grind. Grind. I respect Statham.
Walks in. Confiscates your fucking goose. Kills 37 people.
Kills you. I had to. They were all bad.
Well, you wanted a goose, didn't you?
In it. Yeah, this is why whenever any coach posts their schedule or talks about time management, I'm like, lies. I get too many stories from your staffers or from former staffers or from people who work the program about your terrible time management. You're just pressing buttons. You do not have a tightly scheduled day. I think there's one coach who does. There's one coach who actually has this, and it's Nick Saban.
Okay.
And he's the only human being on Earth who does it. Everyone else is just running toward the sunset as fast as they possibly can, pushing as many buttons, acting as frantically as possible.
I hate to back us up.
Is it possible Kirby is also on this schedule at this point?
Nah, Kirby cheating. Kirby just cheating.
Okay.
Need to just start that. Kirby cheating.
I hear the koalas are sniffing around in Athens.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then... well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called The Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right. Even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So
Take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with Game Time. You can download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Just to go back briefly, the other devastating thing about Ed's approach to time theory is you can look up and be like, spent half the day with diarrhea. Spent half the day with diarrhea.
And if you actually spend half the day with diarrhea, whole day.
I mean, yeah, right, effectively.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my god.
But you know, you eat that many license plates, and that's what'll happen.
That's, you know what? License plates are clean meat. I don't want to hear you slander it. There's two kinds of meat that's notorious that's like cleaner than you would ever think. Waterfowl and license plates.
Well, it's got water in the name.
Yeah.
See?
Get them in the river.
License plates really are waterfowl, like if you think about it.
That doesn't make sense.
Somewhere between
how waterfowl. Long do you have to think about it?
You don't have time. We're moving on to the next
koala,
day.
In koala days?
Think about it for 4 days.
Or in shark days.
Okay, I got it.
Well, just gnawing on a license plate. What is this?
I'm liking it.
Hard leaf.
Keep this going. Hard leaf. Yeah, weird leaf.
Good leaf, but hard leaf.
This is why I always see when there's an Australian wildfire, they're like, firefighter risk life to rescue koala. And I'm like, why? The koala was probably like,
leaf hot so leaf. Hot. Leaf hot so leaf. Hot.
Very bright day.
Like, it's worth asking, does a koala even know if it's dead?
So bright, hard to sleep.
Yeah.
I think a sweaty koala knows leaf. It's dead because it's like, finally, long sleep.
Long sleep. No more thought.
Body becoming leaves.
Body at last.
All right. I found Ed's best Instagram post.
Yes.
I refuse to read the caption because it doesn't matter. It's a picture of him jumping in the air, and it only has these four words with two mathematical symbols. Weird equals rich, normal equals poor. The end. That's it.
I love it. I love it.
That's what I love about Warren Buffett. He taught me it was okay to be weird.
That fucking psycho.
It was when Warren Buffett showed up as a goth that I
Please,
knew I had community.
Call me
high
Ziggy
school.
Stardust.
Yeah. Stan Kroenke. Alt God. Steve Bisciotti. Okay, Steve Bisciotti wears a leather jacket.
Steve Bisciotti is weird. Yeah.
I'm thinking Steve Ballmer, Mark Cuban. Like,
yeah. Wow, Steve Ballmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might be onto something here.
Well, Mark Cuban is just an Indiana frat boy who somehow got money, right? That's it. Like, he's never really strayed too far from that path.
Well, he gets way too fucked up on the Mavs sometimes, like even more than a sports owner should. But I mean, the list of weird rich guys is probably longer than the list of anything else.
I mean,
I think this is valid.
Fucked up on the Mavs is probably in the middle of the spectrum of like things you could own that you could get too fucked up on.
I mean,
would you rather get too fucked up about the Mavs or a boat?
The Mavs, I guess.
I could get too fucked up about the Mavs or people voting. Like, that's really right. A billionaire choice
right.
To be like,
right.
Yeah, you should be fucked up over the Mavs, right? To be like, hey, you know what I've
that's
decided
true.
Is a
that's
problem?
True.
Democracy. Got
I take
a big
it back.
Problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most rich people are deeply weird. Mark Cuban is suspiciously normal.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking normal. That is an amazing piece of prose by Mr. Milet, though. That's incredible.
I would love to watch Koala Tank, where people just go and just pitch like extremely. I don't know. I just thought I'd have a chicken sandwich for lunch. Yeah, that's man, sounds great.
I'm in.
I'm in. But I get half the sandwich. This is where we just.
What are you going to? You're going to walk over here. You're going to walk over here and take the sandwich? No. Well, it looks like I get the whole thing. Then that's fine.
Yeah. This is where we attempt to bankroll people's most mundane fantasies.
Yeah. Koalas, I need $7.
Okay. I don't have any, but that's fine.
need $7. I just like to eat a lot of taffy.
I need $23. I was thinking of buying some resistance bands, you know, because, you know, I don't want to get weight.
Yeah. Koalas. I need $14. I finally decided to buy a video game that came out 5 years ago.
This is... that is a hit. A palpable hit, Ryan.
Koala Tank.
That's me on Koala Tank. I'm like, I think it's time to play Titanfall. At last.
The pitch is like, Koalas, I need $11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it must be important.
the controversial episode where we give him $11 and he purchases an $11 gun.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Koalas are complicit.
Yeah.
I feel like Koala Tank is sponsored by Burger King. So it's just like, don't dream too big.
Have it your way. We can't tell you what food is or isn't.
Have it your way, because you're not a dreamer. Let's face it, you're not a dreamer, so yeah, you can have it your way.
Have it
away. We know you don't have ambitions. We are quite sure we can meet them.
If we thought you were going to get real weird on us, you wouldn't have come to fucking Burger King, would you?
I want something awesome.
Yeah. How about a chicken? How about a fry that's made of chicken?
Whoa!
Crunchy leaf.
The koala brain lifestyle is catching on.
That's why the commercial is just Whopper over and over again. Koala's like, Whopper, 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 Whopper.
That's the name of the food you want me to buy. I remember it now.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I love so when the $11 gun gets the koala shark sent to jail, mm-hmm. the koala's just like, you're telling me all I do is sit here?
Mm-hmm. My only crime is being too weird.
And therefore rich.
Eat leaf 3 times a day.
Speaking of weird and rich, Jim Harbaugh not going to the NFL.
No, baby!
Oh, boy. Who's excited to do this dance the exact same way next year?
Next year? It's 3:10 p.m.
That's
Tuesday,
right.
Tuesday, January 17th, Eastern Time.
According to Ed, we're already doing this for next... We're already on to the next...
4 days from now when this episode posts, news might be different, but at this point, we have gone through multiple rounds of Harbaugh and the school president. The athletic director doesn't seem to have a job. He's cut out of the Twitter thread between Harbaugh and the president, who just every few hours just sort of posts, like, it would be cool if Harbaugh stayed here. And Harbaugh,
and then Jim Harbaugh's like...
agree!
Harbaugh's like, I think this is interesting. A lot of good points raised.
Retweets
here.
Do not equal endorsements.
Are you signing a contract? I just said it was interesting.
Yeah,
retweets with eyeball emoji.
Go blue.
And everyone's like, is that like, are you committing to the season, or are we done with this, or
yeah. Just saying like adverbs and
astonishingly,
yeah, really assertively. Yeah,
looking into this.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
What it is it's like in a video game when you talk to an NPC and they run out of their like things to say and they just sort of start recycling garbage talk.
Yeah. I took an arrow in the knee. We know, Jim. We know. I used to be an adventurer, hopefully.
I'll probably see you in several months.
It's also just delightful to me that all of this is happening in the context of Michigan having a really good year and getting a bunch of players to come back, and it's just like, nope. Just had to check out if the Broncos were worth working for. Just had to go out for that.
For the second year in a row.
Yep.
How do you do that, by the way? Do you go to the Broncos and you go, well, that's an organization that just gave Russell Wilson the GDP of a small island.
I don't even think it's that. Like, I think it's more like Jim Harbaugh's agent is like, hey, the Denver Broncos want to buy you dinner. And he's like, free dinner? Of course I'm going.
Do they have milk?
Yeah, it's so. If we said that's actually happening, it would sound like some shit we're making up. Like, it's there's a lot of Stanford guys there. That sounds like a joke, but <that's>,
no,
huh? I used to be there too. All right,
oh sure. It's in the mountain time zone. I love that time zone.
Shark
tall.
Yeah, he'd be like, they have 27 hours a day there. He's the dreaded. That's why they do all that skiing.
That's why he wins. He's a koala and a shark.
Shark koala.
A koala that thinks he's a shark.
Koala.
I can't tell.
I mean, I'm sure.
Beats Ohio State like, 2 years in a row.
Yeah, beats Ohio State 2 years in a row. I got to admit, I get it. I mean, I get why your ass is chapped over that outside of the rivalry because you're losing to this guy who probably does believe there are 27 hours a day in Denver and Denver only. You're losing to an adult man who drinks that much milk.
Wait, no, it's
time's thinner, so you have more of it. You can stretch it out like cheese.
It's closer to the sun, so there's 23 hours in a day.
Air's thinner. You're more efficient up there.
You got to be more efficient. There's only 23 hours in a day because of the altitude.
Yeah.
That's what I love in efficient people.
That's why Colorado football
They drink their milk hot.
Yeah.
Straight out of the cow.
Wait, what it is, there's still the right amount of time. The day is shorter, but the night is longer because you're further away from the sun.
Yeah, the nights in Denver are longer. Come on down to up through the for the joy of the Denver nights.
Yeah, this is every year.
Grand Theft Auto Denver.
This is why the the Chargers aren't going to fire their head coach because they're just like, I don't want to even have to talk to Harbaugh about any of this.
A man with San Diego ties, no less.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I love what they did, by the way. The Chargers, classic move. This is why Brandon Staley is going to be a coach forever. What do? Fire the OC who everybody hates. That's it. You look around the building and you're like, man, who's got flies? You got flies surrounding you.
That is really the best reason to become a head coach as opposed to any other job. Because most other jobs, you don't have somebody like that who you can be like, boy, things are really going poorly. Who does everybody in the office hate that I could just blame it all on and toss? Like, if you're a firefighter, that doesn't happen. I don't think that happens if you're a school teacher, whatever. But if you are a head coach, having a scapegoat, that must rule. That must just rule. Just to know that it's there, it's like having a fire extinguisher at home where you're like, I don't want a fire, but I'm glad I have this if it happens.
You see, I think every organization, if properly aligned, has a built-in scapegoat. That if if crisis strikes,
okay, all right.
The full cast, it's me. It's me.
No, because listen, for better or worse, you are the head coach.
Show?
Let's say you're the head coach of the full cast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
So who is the coordinator who you are like, yeah, he just had to go.
You have three coordinator spots.
Yeah, you have
Spencer's Cerber's your director of player personnel.
Cerber's the GM.
Cerber's
the owner.
Cerber's the school president.
Cerber's the owner. Yeah. Cerber's the owner. He's like, I phoned it in from Cabo. How'd you guys do this season? Have you ever had a churro? They're amazing. Just drunk off his ass, 54 years old.
Wife, we lost to who?
Wife number 9. His dad ran 500 sawmills off child labor, and he's just sitting on like, you know, like a pile of like misused.
You talking about Kenwood Industries? Yeah.
I got a Blu-ray. It's amazing.
How do you think we get the cut so tight?
Yeah. Those little hands. Remember, the children crave the mines.
Anything small.
Yeah. They love detail work.
So if you, like, you don't have to answer this, but you should think of it. If things turn sour for a forecast.
If listeners decide.
No. I think you have this miscast. See, the deal is, Ryan, I am the head coach who has made his reputation off of superior talent that I have ushered along. And they're like, you know, this is the Kirby Saban situation, right? The current like conspiracy theory that Kirby took the fire with him to Athens, right? Never mind how Alabama did after that. They were fine. They were fine.
No, they're done.
They're done.
Pete Golden's fleeing. He knows.
The talent's
Pete knows.
Kirby has more days than Nick Saban does. He's kicking his butt.
Yeah, it is. It's true in so many ways. But yeah, that's the deal here. So you guys would oust me. It would very much be a talented assistant who is the real credit takes over. That's the deal.
Now what right. it would be what it, all right. So if Cerber's the GM, what it would be is Cerber would fire you and install himself as head coach, like a Greg Popovich style situation.
Or Parcells.
Be like, holy
situation.
Shit, this worked super well. Oh my God, nobody even remembers who the old coach was.
Dude, I'd be on CBS Sports. right? I'd have to Houston nut it.
Analyzing
buddy, the podcast. Buddy, you're on a streaming only, non-broadcast.
Yeah.
CBS
it's fine. I'm thrilled to be here with Aaron Taylor.
That's right. That's right. They put Spencer on something called CBS Sports SD. I don't know what that... I didn't even know they had that.
I would be so happy and proud to be on, like, hey, we're opening an SD over-the-air service.
Coming live at 720i. It's...
Only people with antennas can pick this shit up. You're like, I'm born for this.
It's New York Jets practice on CBS Sports SD.
That's it. They'd be like, why can't he get a gig? It's fucking weird.
Because Cerber talked a lot of shit.
Yeah, Cerber.
Cerber tanked your reputation.
Cerber's a shark and you're a fucking koala. That's why.
That's how you found out you're a koala.
Actually, you know, if I was smooth brained, I'd be amazing. Like, they'd be like, man, he's incredible as an anchor on TV. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's not too late.
It's too late.
Nothing's too late. There's four days per day.
It's not too late.
There's plenty of time.
Yeah.
Dude, it's already 3:19 in my, I'm sorry, we're sure. already
yes.
3 hours and 19
According
minutes.
According to Ed, you've lived 100 years by now, but you still have more ahead.
And I love you, buddy. I do like Cerber as a completely out of touch owner in Cabo. This is my new favorite character. Is Cerber just calling in being like, so hey, did President Obama stop by?
Did we beat West Virginia this year? We left them two conferences ago, sir.
Yeah, this is the NFL, sir.
And also, we lost to them in the bowl game, if you must know.
Don't tell them that. Don't tell them that.
If you must know.
Did you get that luxury box for Betty White I asked you about?
Yes, sir.
Actually, yes, we did.
Yes, sir, yes, we did. She lies in state at Full Cast Arena.
Like Lennon. That's okay, because Betty White would think this is funny.
See, that's some shit you should do if you have a moribund sports team. Like, if the Rockets were like, guess what? Betty White's body is here for the rest of the Rockets. Be like, holy shit, that's great. I'll buy tickets to a Rockets game to pay my respect to Betty White. Does she like the Rockets? No, I just bought her corpse.
Perfectly preserved.
I bought the relic of Betty White. You know, she lived 400 years.
Yeah.
We're gonna go back to the Mountain Time Zone. That'd have to be the Nuggets because she'd be the Golden Girl.
Jesus Christ!
There's your tie-in. That's a little too. I like the Charlotte Hornets. What's the connection?
None. Just the Hornets Michael Jordan. Everyone likes her.
That's the connection.
The Hornets are too cheap to buy Betty White's body.
Yeah, they are.
You know, she's from the Chicago area, so Jordan would have incentive to invest.
Do you think Betty White has ever met Michael Jordan? Oh, I'm going to see. Is there a picture
Absolutely.
Of Betty White and Michael
gotta
Jordan
be.
Together?
I guarantee it's happened.
Did Betty White?
Damn it. The last thing in my browser was the picture of the jeans.
Put it back.
All right. This feels slightly racist, Google. Google is giving me a picture of Don Cheadle with Betty White, who is not Michael Jordan.
Maybe it's like casting the movie.
Okay, would watch. I don't see any photos of them together. I know that doesn't disprove it, but...
I'm guaranteeing it's happened.
Michael Jordan, if you're listening to this and you've met Betty White, please reach out.
Please let us know.
Tweet us.
Fullcast listener Michael Jordan.
He was just like, these jeans sound intriguing.
I received an alert from my intelligence sources that a new bold type of jean was introduced.
There's even weirder jeans than mine.
They have flavor pockets in them somehow.
So in the jeans tourney, I think we have Ed versus Jordan. On the other side, we have like Kevin Smith versus, is John Cena making it that far?
Yeah,
is,
probably.
Tom Brady wore some horrendous jeans.
Is Tom Brady really going to do television?
Man,
I enjoy his current television presence quite a bit. I think
trust
he's stick with what he's doing.
Trust me, you don't have to be good to be on TV. I say that personally. It's not. Yeah,
I mean he's not good and he's on TV.
Wasn't good last night, brother.
It's just like. Tony Romo opened this weird situation where it's like, all right, if you're a quarterback, you can just go on TV. It'd be worth, you can just get $100 million to be on TV. Why?
Yeah.
Why is that true?
Yeah. Like, I think with Romo, it was like he started doing the thing where he would predict a play, which, okay, cool, that's impressive.
Yes.
And, you know, he's good at his job.
Sure.
But I think the internet sort of gaslit big TV into thinking that we, like, tune in to games just for that.
You right, know? Right.
I mean, let's go back to that parlor trick, by the way. I know initially it's very impressive that Tony Romo can call what's going to happen on a play, and I do think it adds something. There is also this. Simultaneously, while I am pleased that somebody is going to point me in the right direction of what might happen on that play and thus make me feel slightly smarter and more focused as a fan, I will also say this. It does kind of feel like watching Breaking Bad with somebody going, "This is the part where Walter shoots the guy." Like, that's... that. Don't take that away from me. I want a little gap between my beholding and my understanding.
Don't right? get too emotionally attached to Jesse Plemons.
this guy's cool. He's not going to make it very long. Yeah. Kid pulls up on a motorbike. Oh, no, that's you're not going to like this. Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
Oh, and you got to do all the Romo noises. Ah, Jesse Plemons is going to say something racist.
Maybe what we need to better appreciate Tony Romo's presence is some broadcast with a quarterback who's fucking terrible at this, who's like, "Oh, here's what defense is going to do." And you're like, "No, not even fucking close." Right. What are you talking about?
It'd be
great
if Tom Brady tries to do this and it's awful. If Tom Brady every time is like, "He should have thrown in the flat. He should have just thrown to the guy. Should have just hit the check down.
Should have thrown it to Gronk. Gronk's not on this team. What are you talking about? That's what I just always threw it to Gronk.
This team really needs a Gronk. Or Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can get one of those.
I think that the spot for Brady is clear. A team that needs a quarterback. A team that already has a defense in place. In fact, they're number 2 in yards per play this year. A team that their biggest weakness is their passing game. They had the worst passing game this year. It's an environment he's very familiar with, has had success in literally that stadium.
He
gets to play Belichick twice a year. The jersey swaps are already out there. Tom Brady to the Jets. It checks too many boxes, and they're all bad.
I'm here for it, frankly.
Yeah, yeah. You see it.
What are you rooting for with this? If Tom Brady is good on the Jets, is that how do you feel about that?
Well, he won't be because of the Bills.
I understand. And also, they're the Jets.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, this feels like the kind of thing where it's like, you know, there's on paper, there's a lot to like, but I can't tarnish my brand by playing for the Jets, which is hilarious because he's already got Tampa on the resume.
It'll also be unfortunate if it's like, well, he did win a Super Bowl in Tampa, and with the Jets, he went 4-13. That's it.
He got the Jets out of the top 10 in draft order. It's his finest achievement.
If he wins a Super Bowl with the Jets, I would.
God.
I mean, now I just said it, and the desire is there. I'm not going
to
lie.
I think we got to rank him above
Mark Sanchez
at that point.
You want the Jets to win a Super Bowl. You want the Jets to win a Super Bowl.
Well, who wouldn't?
Me.
I mean.
Me, so.
You personally.
You'll regret leaving New York at that point?
Yes, that's what it is.
Well, it means nothing. If you want, like, the most meaningless title to everybody but Jets fans, because nobody watching it will say, "Oh, that definitely means something. That's definitely a design that happened. It was fulfilled." No. It would be like an asteroid hit Paris and destroyed the entire city. What is it? Evidence of the universe's random cruelty and wonder. That's what it is.
The universe is ever-evolving.
I think you need to understand that if the Jets win a Super Bowl, the worst people in New Jersey will be emboldened to do whatever they want for a full calendar year. That's right. If Tom Brady could win, if the Jets win a Super Bowl, I can rob a bank. I don't see why not. Let's fucking go, go Jets!
It's so close to what happened when the Eagles won a Super Bowl. Just one state
line
different.
But the Eagles just keep it fun internally. Jets fans will go out into the world and cause problems.
No. Oh. What's it, how is this any different than the attitude prevailing in most of New Jersey right now?
It's more motivated. Honestly, it's more motivated.
Oh, okay.
God. I think we need to understand that the Jets, and to a lesser extent the Giants sucking, is like a governor on evil ambitions of people who live in New Jersey. And if these teams become good, they will become supervillains. But because so much of their emotional energy is about coping with the fact that the Jets fucking suck and always will, that keeps their ambitions at a like manageable level where they just go to Hoboken and fight.
You're forgetting about the other natural governor on the potential greatness and or malevolence of Jets and Giants fans, which is this multi-level marketing scheme. It's just a safety valve that's going to take up a bunch of this, right?
I mean, if you send Tom Brady there, yeah, that's going to increase drastically.
Ryan had my favorite reaction to the game last night, which was tweeting out a picture of Sam Bankman-Fried and Brady on the stage together. That's it. No commentary, no nothing. Look, just a picture of him with the like crypto fail son of all crypto fail sons.
Without getting into crypto in any detail, the idea of losing millions of dollars to a dude dressed like that must just be the worst fucking feeling in the world. Where you're like, yeah, Jonah Hill's super bad stunt double fucking took me for all I had. And I didn't even ask him to put pants on. He did it in basketball shorts.
Let's see these jeans. Isn't he wearing jeans?
Nope.
Nope. He's wearing shorts.
And always did. Somebody was like, this isn't the point, but how can you dress that way when you're next Tom Brady? That was the gimmick. He always dressed like this.
That is like shit that Zuckerberg pulled like many years ago. Like, I am going to make you think I am so much smarter than you by dressing as if I don't give a shit.
Right.
Got to have a uniform, right? This is my other favorite thing that Grind said.
Train conductor.
Particularly Northeast. Like, if you listen to, I watch the Hanukkah sessions with Dave Grohl does the Hanukkah sessions every year, and it's this, like, very fun. They all do covers with a bunch of, like, musicians in Los Angeles. It's great. It's very homey. They did I Love L.A., and I forgot that the opening of I Love L.A. is Randy Newman saying, New York's too cold, and all the people there dress like monkeys. Which is true, that everyone in New York has a uniform, right? Like, I'm going to go work in finance. Here's my finance suit. I'm going to go work in a restaurant. Here's my chef suit. Like, it's very European in that they're like, the bellhop has a bellhop suit, right? The hipster has a hipster suit.
It's very like playing a strategy game where you can immediately tell, like, oh, those are my 10 miners because they're wearing miners.
Correct.
Like, all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's a coat. Like, even people who are fashionable in dressing differently than other people have, like, a memorandum on how to do that at that moment, right?
My favorite iteration of this that I think is not maybe like you'll see a little bit of it in LA, but it is very New York specific, and DC too is the other place where you see this, is people who decide I'm going to go to a sports event and I have to keep on my finance uniform, my whatever uniform, and I will wear the jersey over that. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, people don't go to a Braves game and be like, I'm going to keep my suit, my shirt and tie on, and I'll put a Braves jersey on over that, or I'll put a Falcons jersey on over that. But people do that at Knicks games all the fucking time. They're just like, yes, the tie will... Why? And the answer is just like, because this is what I wear. Because I'm a Lego minifig, and I don't have a body under this.
Because everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you are part of a team. Mm-hmm. That is the New York thing, right? We are all in this together, and we will wear matching jackets. That's really it.
It's like, I don't want anyone to think I've clocked out.
Yeah. As opposed to like the Los Angeles thing, which is, I don't want anybody to think I've clocked in. How long was your work day? 19 hours, and I want to die. Koala. But it's cool, bro. I just show up whenever.
It's all koalas out here, bro. It's all koalas. Except for that Sam Bankman-Fried, that fucking shark. Just chewed us up.
Shark in koala's clothing. Koalas wear shorts all the time.
Scammy leaf. Delicious scammy leaf.
Digital leaf.
Fake leaf.
Fake leaf.
Black leaf.
Eating anyway.
Invisible leaf.
Invisible conceptual leaf.
Cloud leaf.
Felony leaf.
Jail is where I sleep.
You sleep now in jail. Three leaves a day.
It's pretty good there.
Yeah, I don't. I don't even really know like what is next for Tom Brady other than the hilarious descent into having to do other things for a living, which, you know, we've all been through career transitions. We just get to watch his in real time.
For a living is the weirdest part to me.
I also, like, we've already seen if he says he's going to retire, you shouldn't believe it.
That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean a goddamn
thing. That just
thing.
Means he wants to play for the Dolphins.
Yes. Like it seems more likely than not that he will keep playing for some garbage fucking team. Like, I don't think he can, for a variety of reasons, I don't think he can or will quit. To do what?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many parallels with him and LeBron, whereas, like, with LeBron, it's, you know, he's in a league where there is some mobility to, like, a roster, right? Like, he can show up and say, I want these three guys. I'm going there if those three guys join me, right? And then suddenly you have, like, theoretically, a good team. Maybe only for 1 year. But
yeah.
With Brady, it's like, are you really going to move mountains to, like, overhaul the fucking Texans roster to bring in Tom Brady? Like, no, you can't just change things that quickly.
With LeBron, it's also like, okay, he has
also,
a
LeBron
whole,
is
like,
still great.
He has a whole, like, production house, and he has charitable initiatives, and he has children that he's, like, trying to, like, get it. What do you ever hear about Tom Brady doing other than, like, he's playing golf on TV with Charles Barkley?
Football.
You can't do that all year. I mean, you could do that all year. That's not
a
bad choice.
Like,
actually,
with LeBron, he's from this state, so everyone wants him to play basketball there, like, sometimes. And he lives in this state verifiably, so he plays basketball there sometimes.
Tom Brady just ends up, like, hanging out in the back of the set of Inside the NBA, just not even saying anything, just be like, I'm here with Charles. I didn't have anything to do, so I just came with Charles to work. I just go
look
with Charles places.
Look at Tom back there doing a whole lot of fuck nothing. He just the do-nothingest man, isn't he? Shaq, like, collapses.
Oh, that's so good! They give him back there, don't give him a mic, just so they can call him lazy. the one thing that people say is, like, oh, he could play for the Niners as his favorite team growing up. He's from the area or whatever. But it's like, I mean, they might have, like, three quarterbacks better than him right now.
Yes.
So.
Also, the idea that Tom Brady thinks he's from anywhere but, like, the universe, I guarantee you he's one of those guys. Where are you from? Wherever I am. See? True koala brain. True great koala brain right there. Where I'm from right here. He moved to Tampa voluntarily. That, to me, says he belongs to the universe. The horrible, howling, cold void of the universe.
When you live in Boston and you work outside in winter, it's easier to move to Tampa.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
He moved there to eat swimmers. Clearly a shark.
Yeah, clearly a shark, yeah.
Oh, no, they're full of, like, calories and stuff. He wouldn't do that.
That's true. Maybe nightshades, yeah.
That. Before I carve you up, have you had any strawberries lately? Ah, fuck!
They call me the mushroom shark. Good at football.
I only eat certified vegans. That requires an interview with the swimmer beforehand. My dinner got too chatty, so I gave up.
So I'm hungry now, and I'm bad at football.